We'd be honored if you would join us.
Something, something, something dark side. Something, something, something complete.
It's a trap!
I have you now.
Stay on target.
We're too close!
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
Any buffoons die. This information.
Now I feel like I take on the whole empire myself.
Well,
the great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello there.
And welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My name is Christy.
And I am Aid.
Wow. Aid. Big day. Big few weeks.
Every day is Christmas.
Every day is Christmas. Wow, we are actually recording on Friday. That is the 2.0 box reveal day. So we have kind of been just too much info today.
Yeah. Need to digest a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, we are going to talk about 2.0, I think.
We'll give it a mention.
But I wanna talk first about, because we went to Worlds.
Yeah, that small tournament in Minneapolis.
Yeah, exactly. We should talk a little bit about Worlds. I doubt that people really want to know anything about it. It's everything is 2.0 now. But
who cares about Worlds?
Yeah, it's 1.0 Worlds. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Worlds was awesome.
It was, and we got our last ever 1.0 champion.
Oh yes, we did. Oh, Mr. Simeon Della Pina.
Yeah. Everybody's favorite little sister. I love you, Lewis.
I just want to say congratulations to Simeon. He was, of course, flying the JCBs, Jasper Control Bots.
Yeah, JCBs.
JCBs, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have the JCB paint job, though.
No, he didn't.
Well. But he flew him amazingly.
Oh, yeah. That top 8 game is one of the 5 best games I have ever watched, I think.
Yeah.
It was against him versus... it was... Who was it? Who was flying? Ryan. Ryan Ontopsky. Yeah. He's one of the OCX-ish guys.
All right.
I think. Ryan Ontopsky.
Ontopsky.
Yeah, he was flying Crimson Leader.
Yeah, exactly. Bomber.
Nim. Yeah. Nim and Ezra.
Yep.
That game was amazing. Tractor beaming forward, ironing. So, just he was just taking Nim off the table. It was beautiful. But
yes,
that's what the list does.
Yeah. It's annoying as hell to fly against, but it's beautiful to watch.
annoying, yes, but it is fun. It is fun to fly against.
Yeah.
Those are two arc ships, and you really, really have to think about what they are doing.
Yeah.
And you have to really think about what you are doing. It's not like Ghost Fan. When you're flying against Ghost Fan, the only thing you have to do is point and shoot and hope you do more damage than the ghost. That's the only thing you do.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
Sure.
I mean, you know where the ghost is going to be, usually.
Ish,
yeah, okay. He has a coordinate boost, but whatever. Okay. Worlds, yeah. Wow. Great week, awesome week. We met so many people. So many people.
So many people. But on a side note, our last episode was kind of a bust. We recorded on the plane, and we like landed in Minneapolis, and our just Facebook exploded because because the hyperspace.
Yeah,
that happened while we were in the air, while we were recording. And saying, no, it's probably not going to be 2.0.
No. Sure. No. And to be fair, no one thought it was going to be 2.0, except people who were had been playtesting it.
Yeah, and had inside information.
I know a lot of people, me included, knew about or had heard about 2.0 being in some sort of development.
Yeah.
But I honestly thought it wouldn't come out until after a year or so. But yeah, 2.0. Okay, whatever.
No,
let's
worlds.
let's talk about the worlds.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to say thank you to all of you people who came to say hi.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, that was a funny experience.
Do you realize we have fans? That's strange.
That's not a word I would like to use.
We have no. Still
strange. Yeah, sure. People that listen.
Yeah. No. There were actually, I think, two or three people that actually came to me and said, hey, I'm a fan of your show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fan. That's, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Sure. We have fans.
Yeah.
Well, to all of you listeners out there, we love you too.
Yeah. And all of you non-listeners, yeah, sure, as well.
Yeah.
But do listen. yeah, a lot of people we met, a lot of good friends that we met last Worlds that we have gotten to know on other tournaments, and a lot of new friends.
Yeah, like everybody you meet is an instant friend. it's such a funny experience to go to a big tournament like this.
Yeah, I got to commentate on the X-Wing Junkie stream, two or three games, I think.
Yeah, it was nice. Good job.
That was nice, yeah. I commentated on a Zach Matthews game. And apparently Zach Matthews is at war at us now. He posted on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I will fight you. But he probably screamed when he wrote it.
Oh, yeah, it's probably always screaming.
Yeah. Also, we were nominated for Goldie Awards.
Yes, we were. And actually, we were quad nominated. That's four nominations.
Yeah, I would say 3.5.
Yeah, okay, 3.5.
We were nominated.
And we won one of them. half of them.
We won half of it. we were nominated for Best New Podcast. Best International. Mm-hmm. Best Alternative Art. Yeah.
Unofficial, yeah.
And then Jesper, he was nominated for, and actually won, Best...
Best Showing Best, with a Non-Medalist at a tournament.
Yeah, and that was with Robots. But... So who won our nominate categories?
Cheers!
Jesper won, of course. His. Then for Best International Podcast, that was the 186 Squadron. 187. 186 Squadron Podcast. Yeah, 186 Squadron Podcast. And that was just amazing.
They deserve it. They so deserve
it. They deserve it completely. And actually, most of the other podcasts that were nominated probably deserved it more than us.
Sure.
And Best New Podcast, that was won by a landslide by Birmingham Barons. Everybody knew that they were going to win.
Yeah.
Even though they should have been disqualified.
Yeah. They were a little over a year old.
Yeah.
At Worlds.
So, but then...
Judge?
And Chico was there. Imagine.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, still, they deserve it. The Birmingham Barons podcast is it's a great show. It's so well produced, and yep. the timer they have, and they are smart. I think they know what they're talking about.
Things and they say smart things. They are eloquent.
Okay. Something else than we. Or whatever.
Oh my god.
Best so. alternative art card that went to a guy in Australia. The guy who makes Jim is his name.
Yeah.
It's a guy who makes the helmet series.
Yeah. Those are very, very sleek.
Very nice, fancy. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, I am happy that he won as well.
Sure.
Because it's really, really nice. Yeah.
It was just nice to get a mention.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. And people are loving those whisper cards.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to make a 2.0 compatible.
Oh, of course.
Whisper.
Please do that.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was the Goldie Awards. The Goldie Awards were, wow, they were nice.
Yeah, they were fun.
I had a mention that I was, or we were quite loud.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we were up front and loud, so sure.
Yeah, but, yeah, the guys in Iceland told, hey, you were quite loud at the Goldie Awards. So actually, there were people that watched the stream of the Goldie Awards.
Okay.
Yeah, we were loud. It was probably mostly me though. Because
no. I was loud.
Yeah, but I was drunk.
Dude, I had like the brennivine half of the time from when it was not in your hand. So I was just as drunk.
Yeah, but then again, we weren't the only guys who were drunk there.
Nope.
But we won something at the Goldie Awards.
Yeah. I won a 2.0, what was it, a corset or a conversion kit?
Conversion kit, I think.
Yeah.
And you won a Kylo card as well from the crates?
Yeah. And it was awesome.
It was awesome. And I won the big prize.
Yeah.
Yes.
A piece of X-Wing history.
It's probably one of the best things and the worst things that have ever happened to X-Wing.
Yep.
I won the Lupin Chewie set from Adepticon.
Yep. Signed. Such a sweet reward. Call your wife. Tell her to pick up the phone.
It's my phone. Sorry. Yeah, it was the Lupin Chewie set from Adepticon, and it was signed by William Hegwood.
Yep.
And Andrew Smith.
Yep.
Duncan Howard. And they were all playing it, and also and Chico.
Chico. Yeah.
Which was judging it.
Yep. That's so funny. That's so funny. And it plays real well. It still works,
yeah.
Got all and that have, history.
Now I had two sets, so I can make a six player set from it.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Just to have it. I just have to go to a 3D printer and print it out. Yeah. But should we talk a little bit about the tournament? Not the people we met, because we met everyone and
yeah.
And Worlds is awesome, and I can't stretress it enough
no,
how much fun it is. why people should go, etc., etc. It just, it's...
I think I'm still digesting the actual experience of going there and all the people you met and looking them up on Facebook and digesting. It's a surreal experience.
Yeah, it is. It's just there's nothing like it, really.
No, I don't think so.
No.
So lovely.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the games. We're not going to talk about it that much, but...
All right, just run through it. You were playing on 1B.
I was playing on 1B, or Murderer's Row, as it was called.
Yeah.
The day. Really, really tough day. Really, really tough competitors. But then again, I don't think there were any that much of low-level competitors. Everyone I flew against flew really well.
Sure.
And anyways, okay, I was flying at 1B. First game was against a guy named Randall. I don't remember his last name, so sorry. I wrote it down, but I write really, really badly, and I didn't understand my writing afterwards.
All right.
He was flying double row squadrons with harpoons and advanced slam and the title and extra munitions. And Crackshot and Major Winder. Major Winder. He had the same, but he had a score to settle instead of Crackshot.
Right.
So a heavy, heavy, heavy punching list. Extremely dangerous, and he flew it really well. I won that game.
Yep.
I won that game. Kind of, it started out slowly. He ran away a little bit. He was trying to make me do some shenanigans, which I didn't fall into a trap or something, which I didn't. And I took a perfect approach through the rocks with a kill box. Let him shoot out my Vader. Just gave my Vader away to take out two of his ships. That was kind of it. Then it was just half an hour flying around trying to catch the last one. Anyways, that was really nice competitor. He flew really well. Second game. Talk about your first game. I think you should do it like that. Yeah.
One. I think it's the best. Sure. Then we'll cut into you droning on. My first game was, I think, against... it was actually a repeat game from Last Worlds against James Matchett. He was top 16 last year, so he's a pretty good player, like everyone.
Was it the Das Miranda player from last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he was flying... Miranda. Oh, what the hell? Miranda Poe?
Okay.
Or something. Miranda Nim, I think.
Okay. Nimranda.
Nimranda. Actually, I'm going to have to take a look at it. That was a pretty good game. Yeah, he was Nimranda. He had all the bombings and shenanigans and harpoons and ugh. Oh, I didn't know how to approach that, but I kind of got my engagement that I wanted in that game. Stretched his engagement, always delaying his harpoon shots until he only had one shot on Miranda, I think, with a harpoon, that is, and... I got him through the rocks. Miranda took one harpoon, managed to get to regenerating, and then I turned in Ray, started pummeling Nim. But at that time, I was in bombing range of both of them, so I was in trouble with Ray. I got an awful crit, I think, blinded pilot at range one or something. He called it give me blinded pilot, and I flipped it, and I was like, man, you can't do that at Worlds. and then, but I managed to kill this Nim the round after that, or the one after that, and then it was...
So you're gonna do a Nova Squadron, right?
No. Yeah. Actually, I haven't thought about this game, so I was trying to think about a short way to say it, but it's coming to me. Anyway, I won with like half of no. I don't remember the last score. I think it was Miranda, and I wiped his list out.
Okay.
I think so. But it was a good game. James was always a good opponent.
Mm-hmm.
He's good, all around nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to face me again next year.
yeah. Okay, game two.
Yep.
That was a game against a guy named Paul Fuller. He was flying plot armor.
Yeah.
And when he put his list down, I just cringed.
Oh. Okay.
I hate Dash. I remember. I really, really hate Dash. Sure. It's my arch nemesis.
Yeah, but you have Vader. You can donut hole Dash all day long.
Yeah, if Vader doesn't die before he's able to.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I had confidence in you. I remember me and Paul Johnson. We were looking at the game, and we were, yeah, he's got this. And then you turned around. I hate this matchup. We were like, what?
Yeah, but the thing is with the plot armor, it's I win 70% of those games, but when I don't, they table me.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happens.
Yeah, they win on your epic failures.
Yeah, but I flew really well. My harpoons kind of missed in the beginning, so I wasted both of my harpoons, did like 2 damage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 2 damage to Poe. I wasted a harpoon on Poe and shot one on Dash.
Okay.
But then I just wanted to take care of Dash because he had the initiative. Yay! So I managed to lure Dash into a corner. Dash had Rick Cargo instead of countermeasures.
Yeah.
So, and Dash in a corner is a sad Dash.
Very.
And there were like 2 rounds that he didn't get to shoot a single ship of mine, where I just pounded Dash. So. And yeah, that was game. He was flying. He did a mistake with Dash there in the beginning, going into the corner. But still, he's a great player. He flew Poe really well.
Yeah,
and he flew Dash really well after that, and before that, it was just those 2 rounds, and he managed to put down the Rick Cargo, which I saw from miles away and dodged, and managed to get both of 2 of my ships into range 1 at that time. Yeah, so at that time I was 2-0, and I was feeling quite good.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I was excited and doing the Facebook thing for the guys back in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
My second game was against Wade Stover, I think, and he was flying such an awful list. He had 4 Skurgs, 1 with Tactician, and 1 with Intel Agent, and some other crew that didn't really matter, I think. And I remember the exact moment when I lost that game.
Yep.
It was turn 3 when I decided to go 3-3 forward instead of the 1 bank. I should do a 1 bank. He's probably going to turn in there.
Mm-hmm.
But but I just knew it when I dialed in the 3 forward that I was going to lose my Miranda. I don't know why I didn't tread carefully. But, you know, hindsight. And your camera cut up.
Yeah, yours too.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, I can see you.
Hey, there you are. And but yeah, no, but no. he was a good guy. He it was a fun game. I made him work for it. It was down to like two or three hull on one of the Skurg for my win at the end. So if I had a couple of more rounds, I maybe would have got him. But and actually, he did quite well in the tournament. I think he went what, like 5-1 or 4-2
Yeah,
two,
yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
I think so too. Yeah, he did really well.
Yeah.
He got to day two, and he was in. I think he was in the top 32.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he got
for
it. That guy.
Nice.
There were a lot of people talking about that list. Four of Skurgs. Horrible.
Yeah, so much to chew through. It's just awful.
Yeah, but it's a fine medical at the time.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it was a good list.
Four ships with three red dice. Just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, back to you.
Game number three. That was against Ryan Fleming. You have played against Ryan Fleming.
Played in Last Worlds.
Yeah, you won.
I won.
Yeah.
Yay.
I lost.
Yeah. He's 1-0 against Thule.
Yeah. 1-1.
What did I say?
1-0.
Oh, 1-1. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, Ryan Fleming, a fantastic player.
Yes.
He was flying Asas with Pusa Limits, Latrassi, Glitterstem, and Burnout Slam. Thweak with both of the titles, Fire Control and Auto Thruster, and Andrew Sulak with VI, Harpoons, and Chips.
My favorite Highlander.
Yep. There's nothing really to say there, but Ryan just outflew me, fair and square.
Yeah, was that one round when he Burnout Slammed you?
Yeah, he used Burnout Slam really early and just screwed everything up for me there.
Yeah.
It took like two rounds to get in some sort of place where I wanted to be, but that was too late at that time.
Point.
It was just, I didn't see that Burnout Slam coming at that time. 90% of the people I have ever played use Burnout Slam to get away.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did it really well. And I like to say that I didn't lose that game, but Ryan won. That's the thing. He won that fair and square. Nothing to do there.
Yeah.
And yeah. And yeah, I wasn't really that unhappy about losing that game. I knew what I did wrong. So yeah, I knew what I did.
Oh, so you learned something.
I learned something, and I can't be unhappy about that.
No. That's fine. All right. So my third game.
Sorry, I wish I would have done better.
That's a whole different matter.
And that's only because, yeah, not whatever. Yeah, game three for you.
All right. That was against Ronnie Appelleda, I think it's pronounced. He was flying a cute list. I actually love that list. It was PS11 Poe, standard, and Nora Wexley. Mm-hmm. Not a 5-action Nora. It didn't have the engine upgrade.
Okay.
But it had everything but the engine upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a AP5 with a stress bot, I think.
Okay.
No, sorry, it didn't have the spot. It had the flat assist, and I didn't exactly know how to approach it, that list, except I wanted to try to catch one of them off guard, and he wouldn't let me do that, so I just had to, you know, get into the scrimmage of it, which is hard with such a list that it can reposition that well with the coordinate and the BB-8 on Nora. So it went our damage race was kind of neck and neck the whole game. I did manage to one shot his AP5, or not, or one round him rather. Mm-hmm. And he did some terrifying damage to my Ray, which could not help herself with the evades, unfortunately, and just ended up being a roller coaster on what I couldn't kill Poe with my Miranda, just because I lost Ray, and Poe had too much left. Mm-hmm. So that was a good game. Bit on the, I think there were not many rounds in that game though. No. I would have wanted a little bit, a few rounds more. But mm-hmm. he was a good guy, mm-hmm. fun to play against. So it was good. I'm gonna try that list out before we start with 2.0. I think so, sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My game number 4 for me, that was against Omar Velasquez. Yes.
Pardon. All right.
Yeah, I was 2-1 at that time, so I kind of thought, yeah, I have to win this game to be in the runnings.
Mm-hmm.
And he was flying the Stress Bunker. 100-point Miranda with Stress Ra and Selflessness Lorik.
Yeah.
The funny thing, I knew I would face that list. I knew what I had to do, but yeah. I had never practiced against it. Not once.
How the hell did that happen?
I didn't have the time.
No, me neither.
But I knew what I had to do, and
sure.
I did everything right in that game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I flew really well, and I picked him out one by one, and he did two kind of big mistakes in that game, which cost him. But yeah, I saw his every move. Obviously, that kind of list isn't really that maneuverable, except of course Miranda. But then again, Miranda wants to be in the hurdle.
Sure.
In the beginning, at least. Yeah. I took down Ezra in one round, and then he flew off with his Miranda, and I followed and took her out as well. And at that time, it was just Lorik in half point against, I think, two of my ships. He managed to kill one of them, so before I killed Lorik. It was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Like so I said, had that one in the bag.
Yeah, I had got that perfect engagement that there was only Ezra that could shoot at me, and I could shoot with all of my ships at Ezra.
Yeah.
So Ezra just died.
All right.
Your game number 4, what is it?
Actually, I'm not sure which came ahead was first.
You were 1 and 2 right there.
Yeah, yeah. I'd won one and lost 2 at that mm-hmm. point. Mm-hmm. And this was, so I was into the lunch break, 1 and 2. So I had mm-hmm. like an hour and a half to beat myself up. Mm-hmm. For being stupid, and I'm not sure who I flew against first, Tony Bowman or Mike Jem.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Tony Bowman. Not sure, but he was flying. I think I'm mixing these lists up, but he. No, because I am a retard. Wow. Okay. I think it was Tony, and he was flying a Racklow. Mm-hmm. A Racklow and a Quickdraw.
Yeah, that's a bad matchup for you.
Terrible. Just, I came out of the lunch break and saw that on the table. It was just, oh, I can't catch a break. But that guy was actually super cool. He was so casual and friendly, and we had like a nice game. And
Well, everyone I flew in the tournament was like that.
Yeah.
Just what happens.
But it was so refreshing because I was, you know, two losses in, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh man, I flew all the way to America and stayed at this crappy hotel. And
you were in the salt mines.
Yeah. My mind was in the salt mines at that point. but he came in and he had this fantastic attitude. So I was like, he had a good game of it. So I just forgot about negative vibes for a moment. Mm-hmm. But I played well that game. Mm-hmm. And the initial engagement was actually Miranta taking a harpoon from Quickdraw, mm-hmm. and my Ray dashing in four forward and a boost to get a block on Racklow, which was nice.
Okay.
And he didn't have the Dauntless, mm-hmm. so he couldn't Kylo me for a blinded. Mm-hmm. And double TLT this Quickdraw. And then I ranged one shot with Ray, which had target lock, I think. So I got target lock expertise, and I one round it quick draw.
Oh, the dream. That's
the dream. Mm-hmm. Blocked rack, and one rounded the quick draw. So it was basically one game after that. Just, I have to finish up Racklow after that. I was, and he knew it, and I think he said it. And that was just good move because I took such a chance on him mm-hmm. doing a two hard instead of a one bank or a mm-hmm. two bank or something.
Yeah,
and it worked. So I was really, really psyched about that.
Yeah, I'm flying Ray Miranda and winning. Racklow is kind of your hard counter. Just Racklow ace. Whatever ace it is.
Yeah. Yeah. When Ray's not shooting, she's losing.
yep, she is. Okay, game 5. Wow. That was probably the most relaxed game of the tournament. That was game 5.
Yep.
Both of us were 3-1. Both of us, if we would win, we would get to day 2. And that was against Paul Johnson.
That's right.
Yeah.
The game.
He's the Australian and New Zealand national champion.
Yeah. He went down to the Aussie land and took it from them.
Yeah, took it from them as well. So.
Yeah.
He's obviously a really, really talented player.
And a super cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
We hung out a lot.
And he's a super
love the guy.
Nice, super nice guy. Yeah, he was flying 100-point Miranda. But instead of Ezra or Fenn, he had Jess Pava.
Yeah.
Lorik had Draw the Fire and Wookiee Commandos, and Pava had Selflessness.
Yep.
Extremely tough matchup for me.
Yeah,
because
all that mitigation,
and because Pava has selflessness, I kind of have to take her down first. Ish, either her or Lorik.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a wrong decision to take down Pava though. Depends on many things. Anyways. I think both of us got the engagement we wanted.
Yeah.
As strange it is to say,
if one of you is wrong, you know that.
Yeah, of course. But I came on top of that engagement. And yeah, he flew really well and I flew really well. Neither of us did really do any mistake. There was that one round. That one little round which killed the game for me.
Okay.
Quick Draw had a range one shot at Miranda.
Okay.
Pure Sabac had a range one shot at Miranda. Pure Sabac takes a bomblet. Of course, I throw the dice and get a hit and a crit. Crit didn't really matter. Okay, I shoot with Quick Draw. And I get one crit, which Lorik just takes, just with his draw the fire,
yeah. Okay.
Pure Sabac shoots with focus, shoots and gets one hit with his focus, and Miranda managed to roll an evade there.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, good job, Miranda. By the way, Miranda was at one shield left, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna kill Miranda that round.
Yeah.
Jaspava hadn't used her selflessness, and she wasn't at range one. Lorik managed to shoot at. Oh no, sorry. First, Miranda regens a range one shot at Pure Sabac.
Yep.
Kills him.
With two dice.
With two dice.
Nice.
Then Lorik shoots at Quick Draw, takes all of the shields off.
All right.
And one haul. Yippee.
Okay.
Quick Draw shoots again at Miranda. Yeah. At Miranda.
Yep.
Rolls four blanks. Rerolls into four freaking blanks. Okay, no, sorry. There were a few focuses in there, but I didn't have a focus at that time.
Right. Yeah.
So there were so many dice thrown at Miranda that one round, but she manages to regen a shot. A regen a shield.
Yeah.
Out of it.
That was a good one.
Kills one of my ship and just basically annihilates Quick Draw in the round. And yeah, a game that I thought I would have won that round because I was in a great position.
Yeah.
I managed to lose, and not only lose, he tabled me.
And got some templates out of it.
Yeah, he got templates out of it. Those are the first bounty templates I gave away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that game.
But it was funny because, okay, you maybe, yeah, with less variants, it still would have been a good game.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that round, it just completely killed you.
Yeah, exactly. Because both of us flew really well, and I really didn't make a mistake in that game, I think. I've been trying to figure out, but I can't see a mistake I did. Maybe one move with Vader, I did a 3-forward, and I should have done a 2-forward. It's tiny. That's the only thing. But then again, I would have been in a worse position the round after.
Right.
He tabled me, but that doesn't tell the story about how that game went.
No, it was terrible variance, but being Paul Johnson, he deserved the win.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he went on going to 5-1, and I think he got dice. Game five, Ed, your return.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry. Yeah. I just wanna give another shout out to Paul Johnson. Great opponent. Great guy.
So game five. Actually, now I remember, game five was against the Decimator and Quickdraw. But game four was against Tony Bowman. And he had unkillable, what you call it? That he had defenders.
Okay.
I think he had defenders.
Unkillable Riot.
Riot and the Delta, and did he have Quick Draw? He might have had Quick Draw, Riot, and the Delta.
Okay.
And that was actually a very intense game. It's a very, very tough engagement. I had to pull him through a lot of stuff before I got the engagement that I wanted. And I managed to kill his Delta pretty quick without losing too much. By that time, I was pretty confident. And I had a pretty healthy Ray and pretty healthy Miranda when I was both. I got a really good maneuver where I kind of boxed in his Quick Draw, where he didn't have a shot and he couldn't barrel to get a shot, where I plinked off some shields, and that was crucial. Because he didn't get the return shot for that shield or shields, I don't remember which. And chasing around, he managed, and I kept plinking away, got 1-1 off Riot, and he whittled down both Miranda and Ray, where it was the last turn was against. Was Quick Draw on like one hull? No, it was Riot on one hull. Either one. I don't remember which. But he had both of my ships. Yeah, he had. It was Quick Draw. He had both of my ships in the arc, front and back. And I had like Miranda on 1-2 hull. And Ray on 1-2 hull. So I had to. That was the round before that. But I had to kill him, or he would have just won. I managed to kill him before he could take off the last shields of my last hull of my ships. So. Okay. So that was a nail biter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you
really should write this stuff down.
I did.
Yeah.
I do it whenever I compete. I write down my game number.
Yeah.
Who I play against. Yep. His list, kinda ish.
Yep.
Just either the names or something, and then how it goes.
Yeah, and that was against Tony Bowman, and Mike Jem was the gentleman I played in round five with the Racklow Quisitor, Racklow Quick Draw.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good game. At that time, I was what 3-2. Yeah, so a great start after the lunch break.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. So, round six.
Yeah.
Wow. I kind of don't know what happened that round. I went against a guy called John Stope.
All right.
And...
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. He was flying Boba Assas with way too many countermeasures and glitter stims. And
yeah.
Engine upgrades and push the limits and fearlessness on Baba.
Yeah.
Whatever. Usually I should be able to pick that list apart.
Yeah.
But the way I play that game...
Terrible.
I would have lost against everything. Everything.
Yeah, anything he would have put on the table, he would have lost.
Yeah, basically. My head was kind of in the Paul Johnson game before.
Yeah. All those blanks.
All those blanks, and I was trying to figure out what went wrong, if I'd done anything wrong in that game. And so my head kind of wasn't in the game.
Yeah.
And I did a mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake, and he won so fair and square. He picked me apart. I never stood a chance that game.
Yeah, it was painful standing by and saying, "Oh my God, don't do that."
Yeah, I know, because he did the optimal moves. He just did what he had to do. Nothing. He never came as a surprise or anything like that. It just, kind of that. Yeah, he just. I did everything wrong. Everything.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So. I landed 3-3, and I'm not going to say I was happy about that.
No.
I went in with high hopes, actually. I had practiced really well. I flew the list really well. And I flew really well at the tournament, except for that last game.
I'll confirm that.
Yeah.
I watched most of your games.
And, yeah, I was... kind of beat up about it, and I wanted to go to day two, and I even had hopes for dice when I went.
that was the target.
Yeah, that was the target, but then again, I knew I might crash and burn with that list.
Yeah,
but I went 3-3. I got to a 3-3 club.
It was extinguished club.
There were so many great players in that 3-3 club. Jasper Hills was there.
Yep.
Justin Poix, the world Justin champions.
Yeah.
Dion, Joe Desmond.
True.
Yeah. Just a lot of great names were there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went in with high hopes. Didn't get my reward. I played well. But still only going 3-3. Yeah, it broke me, kind of.
But in hindsight, you have to measure the caliber of players that were there.
Yeah, I flew against great players.
Yeah, so going 3-3 at Worlds is really not that bad.
At least two of my players got dice, I think. Ryan Fleming and Paul Johnson, so...
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, my strength of schedule was actually quite high. But, yeah. After that, I just went to Hangar Bay. Met some great people there. Had really fun. I played four games in Hangar Bay. Final salvoed one and just conceded one. There was a guy that took Ghost Fan to a Hangar Bay. I just didn't want to play that game. Conceded.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, he was actually quite mad.
Really?
Yeah. I sat down next to him. I said, "Hey, I have this one list. You can pick whatever you like, whatever."
Yeah.
Of course, it's Hangar Bay. People are trying to have fun. And he put up Ghost Fan.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, "Is this what you're going to play?" "Yep, okay. You want a final salvo?" He didn't want that. "Okay, I'll concede." He said, "What? Wait, what? Why? I don't want to play that game. It's not fun." And he sat at the chair for 1 hour till the time went out. He was not in a good mood.
Aww.
I wasn't trying to be mad at him. Nothing like that.
You just didn't feel like playing against Ghost Pet.
It's probably a nice guy and everything like that. And it's actually a guy I flew against last Worlds.
All right.
And I just didn't want to fly against that list. Not at Hangar Bay.
No.
But hey, I can't say anything. I brought two harpoons to Hangar Bay, so whatever.
You twat. But
that's
my sixth game. Yeah.
Oh, your sixth game. Okay, let's talk
about my sixth game. Yes, please.
Always talk about you.
Yeah, it's me. My last game was against Mishari, and I was not quite happy about that.
No, obviously not. Mishari is a great guy.
Oh, he's an excellent guy. I love him, man. Known from the Worlds before, and mm-hmm.
He's a part of the 186 squadron.
He's 186, we keep in touch. So not what I was talking about. What I was talking about, I have to compete against top 16 last Worlds for my final game to get to day two. Mm-hmm. That's what I was not happy about.
No, and the former System Open champion.
Oh, sure.
As well.
Yeah. And Kuwaiti national champ.
He was flying Paul Paces, right?
He was flying Paul Paces. Mm-hmm. He had the Your Shuttle and Inquisitor Quick Draw. Mm-hmm. And he does it really well. So my game went... I managed to get the engagement that I wanted, kind of. Starting, I plinked off some shields of who was it? I managed to take a shield off Quick Draw in the first engagement, long range with Miranda, and he did nothing in return, or did like one shield or something. So I was ahead there, and then I was drawing his ships through the debris, the rocks, and he had a tough situation, and I was kind of feeling good about it at the start. Mm-hmm. Before I like jetted into range two with Ray to get some damage in to try to surprise him. Mm-hmm. Which I should not have done, because Ray took a beating that turn. Mm. And Mishari punished me for being too greedy. And it went down for like, I managed to whittle Quick Draw down and actually got a quick crit in on him. Mm-hmm. And it was a, what is it called? The one you have to roll for damage on the as a console fire.
Okay.
Yeah. So she got a console fire. Mm-hmm. And actually the turn after, we forgot to roll for it. And that is the turn that I slooped over a debris field and got double damage off the debris field.
Ouch.
Yeah. And got my raid down to like... two hull or something, and that was a sloop that got me behind the shuttle. Hmm. and Quick Draw had only a butt shot. Hmm. So that was kind of crucial, and the butt shot killed me. so that was just ridiculously unlucky. And then in the turn after, we realized we hadn't rolled for the console fire, so we rolled it, and he came up a hit, which means Quick Draw would have died before she killed Ray. And that means the only kill shot, possible kill shot, was Inquisitor that had my Ray, and Ray had Inquisitor in arc. Yeah. Which means I could have defended so much better. Mm-hmm. So maybe you would have pushed two through. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But in any case, it's the same pilot skill, which means I could have punched in quite a bit of damage into the shuttle.
Yeah, yeah.
And my Miranda is more expensive than his Inquisitor.
No.
Which means... if only you would remember your triggers. Yep. I could have gone to day two. But it was... my responsibility and his responsibility to remember the triggers.
Yeah.
So we just settled on rolling for it, and I didn't think about it more then. Mm-hmm. But I thought about it afterwards. Jesus. because the last like six or seven turns, it was Miranda shooting at the your shuttle.
Yeah.
And I did like two damage to the your shuttle in six turns or something with a TLT. I was like, well, what the hell is going on? And the shuttle was close. It was like half points. And
yeah.
Which means, yeah. I was beating myself up again about that. Not getting the return shot in that turn where Ray died. But I can't blame Mishari because he's such a nice guy and a good opponent. And it, trying to get a squeeze a win out of him would always be a long shot.
Exactly.
So I went 3-3. I joined the club of the elites, going 3-3, and since I started out 1-2, I was quite happy about getting into the 50%. But of course, I had the same aspirations. I wanted to go to game two like Last Worlds, but I couldn't get it, and. But I didn't stew about it. I stewed in the lunch break, and I was, I was fine.
Yeah.
And after that, the day after, I've got a Hangar Bay honorable mention. I flew against this great guy, Jake Freeland. We had a blast of a game. He was flying a Ray and Lorik. Which incidentally isn't a great matchup for my Ray and Miranda, but you know, it goes down to flying. But that's the game isn't the main thing. I just had a great time with Jake. He's a cool guy, and we both managed to, you know, go full retard on the game. He did something stupid, and he says, "Yeah, I'm only slightly retarded," he said, and. As a side note, my name is Eid, and it's impossible for foreigners to pronounce my name right.
Yeah, or even tell me about it.
Yeah, and
I know the feeling.
Yeah, and even just when I pronounce my name, say Eid, and they look up, what? And so I started out just pointing to the back of my t-shirt where our Thule Squadron t-shirts where I had my name on the back.
Yeah.
And I did that the whole weekend. It was fine. Yeah. People were like, oh yeah, okay, eight, or some variation of it. But when playing Jake, I pointed at my t-shirt like, yeah, my name is eight, and I pointed at my t-shirt. And it was like, no response. I was like, he was like thinking, what? And I was like, and I thought, okay, maybe he didn't just catch it. But I was thinking about it. And then, like the third time, I pointed at my name at the shirt. I realized I was wearing the world shirt from last year's. I was just pointing at the Next Wing logo at the back. And then I realized that I told him about what I was doing. And I cracked up, and then I said, "Yeah, I'm only slightly retarded too." So, anyway, he's thinking about coming over to Iceland with his fiance, and maybe sweet. Come to say hello at Nexus.
Sweet. I had a blast at Hangar Bay.
Yeah,
I flew against Jesper at Hangar Bay. My first Hangar Bay game was me versus Jesper.
Did you win?
Oh, yes, I did.
Ha-ha!
I won rounded an IG.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was. He's probably happy about that.
No, okay. It might have been two rounds, but it was kind of game after that.
Yeah.
We just flew around. But he managed to kill my quick draw, though.
Oh.
He was trying to fly it off the table, but he wasn't able. He killed it before it.
Okay.
But yeah. Jesper is a great guy to fly against, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, I just had a blast at Hangar Bay.
Yeah, me too. And I did actually quite well at Hangar Bay. I won all three of my games. So I got extra tickets.
Yeah, the first Hangar Bay I did, I won my first two. And the third game, I was going against Jan Swirsky.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy who went top 16, I think.
Yeah, I think he went 60, yeah. Top 8 even.
Yeah, it might be. He went against Jesper on stream.
Yeah.
That was... Let's not talk about that game.
No, that was a terrible variance game. Oh yeah. My god, let's not talk about it.
No, let's not talk about that.
Oh my god.
I just asked, do you want a final salvo? And he said, sure, whatever. He had 8 dice, I had 7. It took us 3 rounds before he won.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Hey, we played one other game.
Yeah.
That was the most
satisfying
loss I've ever had in
Jesus Christ. How is it possible? How is it possible to only kill one ship in
an epic game?
In an epic game. 400 point epic.
We almost got tabled in epic. Okay, to be fair.
Yeah.
You netlisted that and you didn't put much thought into it. You just picked the first list
No. I netlisted the Raider. That's what I did.
Yeah.
It was a 2-year-old net list, I think. It was the first thing I saw. It was like 160 points. And yeah. I thought, okay, we need 2 large ships. And I don't wanna put many dials on the table. I'm just there to have beer and eat.
Yep.
That's what I was
going to
do.
Which we could do neither.
Okay, for a team epic 400 point game,
yep.
In the beginning round, we put down 5 dials.
5 dials total, yeah. So there was a Gozanti cruiser with a fuck ton of interceptors.
Yeah,
a couple of gunboats and a pop shuttle.
Yeah,
and the Raider. And what do we meet again? Yeah, we went against some mad scientist list that Chris Allen put together.
Yeah, and was flying with Moisture himself.
Yeah,
Ryan Farmer. It was just harpoons after tractor beam.
Something. He got a Raider with harpoons, which he incidentally never discards. Just a target lock. Who knew? And then he had a swarm of defenders, which all had tractor beams and ruthlessness.
Yeah.
And they're all shooting twice.
Yeah.
And Captain Jonas was there to give them rerolls, so they always hit, and they always ruthlessness, and they always got the second shot, and always hit, because everybody was fucking tractor beamed.
Yeah.
So they do, of the 4 defenders, they do like 8 ruthlessness damage per turn.
Yeah.
To
be fair, we had pulp shuttle.
We had a pulp shuttle. That was crucial in our...
I think we used pulp once.
Did we? I think we forgot the trigger most of the time.
Yeah, I think we did.
and we did kill Quick Draw.
We did kill Quick Draw, yeah.
That was very satisfying. And I think the moment of realization was when they killed the Gozanti cruiser.
Yeah.
And we had to put out all the interceptors.
And they killed them before they were able to shoot.
Yeah. They all died before they got to shoot because of ruthlessness Booth.
Yeah.
That was the best. MVP. MVP. Oh my god. That was such such an awesome experience.
Yeah.
Ass handed to us in that game.
Yeah. But yeah. I talked to Chris about it because Last Worlds, you obviously tabled him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? He didn't table us.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah. So, yeah, Chris, wrecked.
Wrecked. It was the action game I've had most fun in losing, I think.
Yeah. Wow. And I thought we were going to talk about 2.0 this episode.
But yeah, no. We're up to an hour 15.
No, we're not.
Hour 5, maybe.
Yeah.
Did I mention the guy's name that I played against in Hangar Bay? Jake?
Yeah,
Freeland.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You did.
Okay. Just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah. Anyways, but after Hangar Bay... And thinking about it, I'm not mad about not going 4-2 or 5-1 or something.
No.
We hung around with a lot of great guys and girls.
We haven't even started talking about all the Brits and the good time that we had.
No, it's... I'm not going to say it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But
yeah, because we're going to do it again.
We're going to do it again. It's just, wow. If you manage to go to Worlds, do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a... I don't know. It's the atmosphere there. It's just... You don't feel it anywhere else.
I think it's so engaging.
Yeah, everyone's friendly, and we went out to eat the first night out, I think, and we were like 40 guys or something, just dropped into a restaurant.
Yeah,
but you know what? That wasn't a problem.
No.
The restaurant handled it, and I got the. Jesus Christ, I almost had a heart attack after eating that burger.
Wholesome.
Wholesome. Yeah. And
almost as wholesome as the Epic Game.
And yeah, the FFG Center is awesome as well. The food there is awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
If you get to go around the center, try the FFG grilled sandwich.
I like the pulled pork.
Yeah, the grill sandwich with the bacon, and yeah, it's the best grilled cheese I've ever had.
I think I had the pulled pork like 3 times that that week.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay, since that was the last 1.0 Worlds, and it was won by Simeon Dellavigna. And I really like that final table. There were 5 ships on a table. All of them had arcs.
Oh, yeah.
No turrets. Sure. No harpoons. No, nothing really. Okay.
Just good players.
good players. It was...
Yeah. And even
it's
in
such
the...
It's such a nice ending to 1.0. It would have been so easy to have okay.
Dengar?
There was actually a bet what kind of Dengar would be in the final.
Yeah. I thought it would be the crew card, but it didn't happen.
No. But okay, there were a few bad stuffs on the table, of course. There was a Palpatine and auto thrusters and stuff like that has been really used. But still, 5 arcs, 2 great players. Yeah. It would have been so easy to look at Worlds beforehand and say, okay, it's going to be Ghost Fan versus 100 Point Miranda.
Sure.
Which is kind of what everyone thought. Maybe Paul Basis.
Yeah. And even the game before that was on FFG3, where the Nathan Knighty, Battle of the Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the same. I mean, great, he had a Lorik and something like that. But he
had Korn.
Yeah, Korn. Basically, just arc chips. Have a turret. Okay.
And talking about Nathan Knighty, I'm just going to say he's one of the 5 best X-Wing players in the world.
Yeah, he's up there.
Because of 2.0, and he hasn't been flying turrets, and he's that good.
I'm you think gonna, he's say, gonna take the first title.
That's what I'm saying. I will put my money on Nathan Eide next year.
It's not a terrible bet.
No. In 2.0, arcs are gonna matter more.
Yep.
He knows how to fly it. Sure. And he's such a great player. And he flew really well against Simeon.
He did make one
big mistake.
That was Lorik.
This was Lorik.
Yeah, he banked when he saw it going straight.
Yeah. And that cost him the game, probably.
Yeah. But that was an intense, really good game.
But it was so sophisticated how he flew Korn after that.
Korn was the only
one on the table. He was just waiting for his time.
He was just waiting to get his final one or two engagement to double tap and kill one of the IGs to get into the 51-51.
Yeah.
That was such... I probably could not have the patience to do that.
I wouldn't have the nerves.
Yeah.
I would do something stupid.
Yeah.
And just take, 15 minutes left. I have to do something. But he was so chill.
He was so chill, and he played it really well.
Yeah.
And Simeon was, on just top-notch. He didn't make a mistake. He didn't do something stupid.
No, those three last games that were streamed with Simeon, I don't think I saw a single mistake.
No, they were just beautiful games of action.
Yep.
And to actually stand at the side of the table watching and being in the ambience, it was just that much that much cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And just waiting for the call, last die roll from.
Stop!
Wait! He had the lightwave frame left. And the left. That was awesome.
Yeah. And Rasta, he cried for like 5 minutes on my. He just came up to me and hugged me and cried for 5 minutes. He was so happy.
He's a proud papa.
Yeah, he's a proud papa, and well deserved.
Should be. He raised a good kid.
Yeah. Okay. 2.0. I don't think we're going to talk about all the stuff that went on today.
No.
I think we should just maybe digest that a little bit and talk about that in next episode. What do you think about that?
Sure.
But I still want to talk a little bit about 2.0.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
That catches your eye more than anything else?
We're saved!
Yeah.
Okay, now, 2.0, it looks really promising, and I am really hyped about it.
Oh my god, I just saw the bomblet generator.
Yeah, you can regen, but you have to take a shield.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, you can drop in twice and then regen and drop a shield because of it. It's quite cool.
And you can only recover shields on Miranda if you have no shields.
Yeah.
So that's actually quite cool.
Which means she can only regen one shield at a time.
Yeah.
And then she has to lose
You mean up to one shield?
Up to one shield, yeah.
Yeah, she always could only regen one. Yep. But yeah, but she can only start recovering when she's into the danger zone, which is quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
But probably a balanced...
Okay. Anyways, whatever. Thoughts of 2.0. First thoughts.
Looking at the action bars on all on the ships and how they're managing turrets and arcs.
Yeah, linked actions. I that's something I really like.
Yeah, they just pushed out, pushed the limit. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Yeah, and auto thrusters are something that is an extra action. You know, you boost after you do an action on an A-wing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. I like the changes to the multi-crow. The Hawk ship.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put that on the table.
Oh yeah. Obviously we would be called the veteran players, probably. I mean, we've been playing this since wave 2.
Yeah. Right before wave 3 dropped.
Yeah, so we would be veteran players. So we have gotten we were able to play in the TIE Fighter Swarm Han meta.
Yep.
And that kind of thing. And even when we saw Hawks on the table with multi-crows.
Yep.
With blaster turrets.
Blaster turrets.
Yeah.
That's such a bad fucking turret.
Yeah, it is. But, the 1.0 has obviously evolved massively since then.
Yeah.
And we have evolved as players since as well. Yeah. And we have trained our thought to play in 1.0.
Right.
Is that going to be a
hindrance?
A hindrance, yeah, for us as veteran players.
Because at the start, yes.
Because we have to unlearn kind of what we have learned.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You've got an interceptor, you can't do the boost barrel and
that's
get the focus and yada yada and rely on the auto thrusters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've actually thought about that as well. How I just hope
it is a wave 1-3 meta game kinda. You're not getting double actions, but like 1.0 in wave 1-3 or something, you really had to fly ish. You couldn't do all those shenanigans afterwards and just fly around and turret everything to pieces, except when you were flying Han.
Yeah. I'm kind of not on the fence. I'm a little bit scared.
Yeah, of course. I am as well.
Because I'm watching all the changes, the changes in dials and changes to attack values and ships and actions and I like all of the changes.
Yeah, that
exactly. And I just hope they haven't lost any of the feel. No. You know, when you're flying around the ships and you can do a certain something that makes you fall in love with the game. I just hope we haven't lost that. I think.
No, I doubt that.
I hope they didn't lose the it.
No.
I don't think they have, but I still have a small reserve.
No, I mean, I have ordered every single conversion kit and the starter kit as well.
Yep.
So,
I'm going all in when it comes out. I'm super hyped.
One thing I don't like, which I saw when I saw it first, that was the I like the barrel changed, but they could have done it more easily. You know, they didn't have to put that middle line. Just put in a rule. Just you just have to put the template in either of the ends. So instead of three moves, you could do four, whatever. It would only mean that you wouldn't have to replace your templates because of the middle line. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I don't like that either. we're gonna have to do some engineering on our current templates to be able to use them.
Yep, I'm gonna put a little line in my regional templates.
Sure.
A little dot or something.
Same here.
Yeah, that's the only thing, because they didn't really have to do it. But then again, I wasn't a playtester, so there might have been a reason. Calculation because of the mid-size base or something.
Well, in any case, and I like that they fiddled around with shield and hull values of some ships. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a B-Wing now has four hull and four shields instead of three and five.
Yeah.
Which indicates to me that they really thought about, you know, the balance of the new game.
Yeah, it looks really, really nice because obviously the ships don't have point value and they don't have upgrade slots. That's going to be in the app or the page or the PDF file.
Yeah.
And they can change that whenever. But that kind of frightens me because not the app. I love the app. I really, really love the app and love that idea that they can change. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine how loud the many of the people
on the internet
on the internet is going to be if there's something that comes out that's strong.
Yeah, they start whining right out of the bat.
Exactly, they're gonna start whining.
Oh my god, Dash Render has four attack dice.
Yeah, that's not gonna change. I'm terrified of new Dash. I'm terrified. And
even the one space printer has a four attack value.
Let's just say that they took a red die from a TIE Phantom and gave it to Dash. Thank you. okay. The TIE Phantom, that was Alex Davies' baby.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask Alex Davies. I know he's listening or not. No.
he's tuned in.
He's tuned in, yeah. Alex, why do you hate phantoms?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man?
Because the TIE Phantom, on first thought, it does not look good. I love 98% of 2.0. I'm not talking down on anything, really. But the TIE Phantom, I really don't like.
Yeah, that's because you're a TIE Phantom fanboy and you like your four dice.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Okay, first when I saw the TIE Phantom, I saw Whisper and I saw three attack dice and I'm like, okay, they're bringing everything down, whatever, doesn't bother me. But then I saw Das and then I saw the Ghost, both of them at four.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? Why did you take it off the Phantom? The Phantom was fine to have be a cannon. A squishy cannon. And it's a glass cannon. And it's even more of a glass cannon now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to cloak until after everyone has taken their rounds of shooting.
Yep.
Which means cloak doesn't really do anything except you are able to do the uncloaking maneuver.
Yeah.
You don't gain
But we don't have turrets anymore. We don't have TLTs anymore. And if people are moving their arcs, that means they're having unmodded shots.
Yeah, I know that. I get that, but
yeah, and the phantoms will have the decloak and the greater options to maneuver, because not a lot of ships can boost barrel or have the double reposition.
Boost? Are they able to boost now?
No. I'm talking about other ships in the game.
No.
Not so many ships have the option to boost barrel.
Yeah, but if you think about the Phantoms.
Yeah.
After the decloak.
Yeah.
You know where they're going after the decloak.
Yeah.
Every Phantom.
Ish.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're gonna do the lollipop move or something.
Sure.
Around that line. So, and because you decloak first, which is okay. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's something bad. The turret ships are able to move their turrets to the direction they know the Phantom is going to be. And, okay, I know they will have unmodded shots. Mm-hmm. But let's say it's Dash.
Yeah.
Dash has 4 dice attack. And on average, with no modifiers, he's going to hit 2.
Sure.
The TIE Phantom still only has 2 green dice.
Yeah.
And on average, he's gonna roll 0.6 evades.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, sure. I mean, it isn't the turret. The Phantom can still barrel.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm talking about. You can still arc dodge.
Ish.
Because there are no turrets.
Ish, yeah.
And you don't know how the main pilots in the Phantomas are. If they have some extra boost. We don't know what Whisper's ability is.
We do?
How is it?
Echo has the same one. Same thing.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm going to find Whisper here. Where is it?
Apparently. Wow.
You see? You can talk a little bit.
Okay, but I lost my train of thought. But actually, my point was that the Phantom is now in a world without turrets, and having the supreme way of repositioning.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the decloak, got the barrel, and we actually don't know how it's costed.
No, okay. Yeah,
losing red die.
I give you that.
The
Phantom will need to be costed a lot less because of it, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he was a glass cannon, but he could punch. But he could simultaneously die in one round.
Oh, sure.
And you were paying a hefty price to take that chance. And flying a Phantom was... I'm not talking about pre-nerf Phantoms. They were OP and everybody knows it. It was horrible and everything like that. But I'm talking about post-nerf Phantoms. Yeah, they were glass cannons and you were paying... sorry. You were paying 40, 45 points for a Phantom.
Yeah.
Which could die in a single shot.
Yeah, sure. So I can't find Whisper. I can only see Echo.
I'm on another page here. Trying to find Whisper. Whisper was
after you shoot, you get an evade, or
Wait. Yeah. It was something like that. After I shoot, you got
So he has two evades. So if you only get shot once, you can always decloak. You can always cloak at the end of the round. Doesn't really matter. But it's going to be a different game. I don't know. I kind of agree with you. I mean, the HLC, Heavy Laser Cannon, it still has four attack dice.
Yeah, with dash, you mean?
No, the actual upgrade, Heavy Laser Cannon.
Okay.
It has four attack dice.
Yeah, but still, now, cannons. They talked about cannons. You do gain a range bonus from cannons. Cannons and turrets, gain a range bonus.
But that's a slight nerf.
Yeah,
sure.
But not from missiles.
Not from missiles, yeah. So because it makes sense.
The theme, you know, the theme.
Yeah. I mean, if an ordnance explodes after flying for 300 miles or just 2 miles, it's still the same impact.
Yeah.
The Phantom, what you call it, Ghost, VCX, and Dash, they all have four attack dice.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though,
And sorry, I have to say, Dash still has his obnoxious ability. He doesn't go by the rules.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Dash.
When maneuvering.
When maneuvering, yeah.
So he can't barrel off it.
Nope.
Or on it or anything like that. Yeah. Slight nerf.
While maneuvering, yeah. It's a slight nerf on that, yeah. But still, he doesn't have his bubble, kind of. He does lose a die when you go to range one, but then only rolling three red dice, which is...
Yeah, but now which his bubble is,
same
180 degrees.
Oh yeah, but...
it's a much, much bigger footprint.
Yeah, of course, but then again, you don't have double repositioners anymore.
Yeah.
And after flying against a SAS, for example. The double reposition was what really mattered against a SAS.
Sure.
Because that arc of hers was huge.
Yeah. You're right. But
of course...
it's not a turret. And if you think about it, what is the go-to move of Dash players? What's the best move a Dash player does?
Usually one heart and barrel back.
Yeah. If you're one hearting, then you're turning 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Which means you have to move the turret if you're going to shoot the same target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. That's true.
And then you can't barrel.
Yeah, that's true.
And even if you barrel, it's a red. Then you have to do a green after that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Dash will be kind of limited, even though he's going to be so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the things that we will figure out in September.
Yeah.
And I think...
I'm hoping the... I think
it'll be more expensive.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
So,
do we want to wrap things up now?
Do we? I want to talk about it more.
But we're running an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know. But there's so much to talk about. So much to talk about. Jesus Christ.
I wanna give out our shout outs.
Okay.
All the guys we hung out at Worlds.
it's hard for me to say names.
Yeah, because if I say names, I know I'm going to forget at least two.
At least two?
No. Yeah.
Add a zero at the end or
20. Even more. Yeah, okay, yeah. I get it. So, do you want to take a stab at this?
Okay, I wanna shout out a few guys.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Of course, first of all, I want to shout out Jesper.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of this of 186.
Yep.
Just we got to meet Alex for the first time, and Dale for the first time.
Dale.
Mm-hmm.
I love those guys.
Oh yes. I think Alex was smiling the whole time.
Stupid ass smile, Muppet.
he's awesome. I love him. And
other guys, Weekend Warlord guys, Lewis with him,
Rasta and Simeon and the Wookiee, of course, Kevin.
Exactly.
Bond.
Nick Bond.
Oh yeah, of course.
Swedish fellas that we played some board games with the last game.
Yeah.
The last day we were there. Mhm. And what was it? Rasmus.
Tobias Wallin, of course. Sorry. Tobias Wallin and his brother. Oh wait. I found Whisper. After you perform an attack that hits, gain one evade token. So,
okay, you have to hit, then you get an extra.
Whisper can possibly have. It looks to me three evades, because he decloaks, gets an evade. No, it's an evade action, so he must do
so
another.
He can only.
Does a focus, hits, and gains another evade. Yeah. Okay, more shoutouts. Sorry, I saw it.
You had to. Had to squeeze it in there. Anyway.
All the podcasters we met. We met the Minox, we met the OCX, the Crates, the Stay on Targets, TCX. Little bit of everybody. Gold Squadron. Shout out to Dion for doing the. Yep.
For obvious reasons, for doing his stuff, always stellar.
I want to give a huge shout out to Mark Stewart from the X-Wing Junkies.
Yeah, we hung out a lot.
There's nothing wrong with that. He's a great guy. A really, really, really great guy. He asked me to commentate on his stream, and of course I did that. Because he's such a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Mike.
Timo Raab.
Timo. I'm just going to say the whole Team Europe.
Europe.
I can't really. Yes. Yeah, Timo, of course, was.
I'm going to forget somebody. Jesus. Now I'm feeling bad for starting this because I know there's probably a crucial guy that I'm just blanking out on.
I'm going to talk about the 3.2 guys, Mike and Scott.
Oh yeah, those guys.
Yeah, great guys. I've been talking a little bit to Mike since we started the podcast.
Yeah,
and I finally met him at Worlds.
Nice.
Yeah, they're not doing the 3.2 company anymore.
Nope.
But they started a new podcast.
Good for them.
Yep. Which sounds really amazing. It's not an X-Wing podcast though. It's a podcast about everything.
Oh.
Yep. That's and nice. It's called This Is the Podcast. And great group of guys. I recommend you listen to them. It's called This Is the Podcast, and then they add something like This Is the Podcast where they talk about this.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. And with their humor, it's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, shout outs to everyone at the Worlds. And
especially to all the people that we didn't mention.
Oh, yeah. There were so many. Huh? We are forgetting. We are forgetting crucial parts. We know that.
Yeah. But now I just covered all of them.
Yeah.
I fixed it. It's fine. So
still, Team Europe. Team Europe. I'm not gonna say tiny European meta because that's old. That's old news. I don't think we're gonna do that anymore. It's just. Europeans were handled so nicely in the States.
Yep.
And there wasn't really any beef.
No. We were laughing. Only for.
We were laughing about it.
Yeah. It was only in good fun when anybody had any beef.
Yeah.
If you can call it that.
Yeah. And I want to shout out all the players I played against, both in Hangar Bay and. In the tournament.
Yep.
And after the tournament.
Okay, we're all out of shoutouts. Stop it.
Okay. Okay, next episode we are going to talk about 2.0.
Yep. We're going to read up and analyze and look at it.
And make good show notes out of it, I think.
Yeah.
Take one card at a time. It's going to be a 4-hour episode.
Yes, where we will argue more about Dash Render and Whisper.
I didn't say. I actually think Whisper might be fine. But all the other Phantoms I'm worried about.
Yeah.
But of course it depends on the price. But anyways, I think we should call it.
Yep.
Should we say it?
We should say it.
Fjallajökull and good. Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. Who the wang to